OG Podcast Network presents.
Welcome to Fireside. First off, welcome to Fireside. We'll be talking comic books the entire time. Ain't going nowhere, so dry your eyes. Already lasted longer than Firefly. Stay tuned, Mitch's got the creepiest news. From books to TV, even movie reviews. Plus the next toy, baby, here we choose. Even a superhero fight club, we usually lose. So pop in those earbuds, turn up those speakers. Feel Mammoth's power, Earth 2 with features. Either listen while we feel you can binge us. We got it all, baby.
Are there ninjas?
So relax and lie back as we start another issue of Fireside Chats. Comic facts and wise cracks. Welcome to the show. This is Fireside Chats.
Hello. Welcome to another issue of Fireside Chats. I'm your host, Menti. And with me, as always, are my wonderful sidekicks. First, Mr. Mauer.
Beep you.
You weren't ready. And B_features.
Hello, internet.
That's the voice of confidence. Not like, give me another beep you, because that one sucked.
Beep you.
No. No. I don't feel the venom. I need the venom.
Fuck you.
Oh! Woo! Starting off right, minute 15. There you go. Well, if you're new around here, this is the Wednesday show where we talk about the news.
New news.
Thank you. Yep, this is where we're going to go over all current related comic events. No. Current events? No.
English is a second language.
Current events. We'll go with that. Yeah, all right. So we're going to talk about Scott Snyder helming four new Justice League books right after Dark Knight's Metal.
And first looks of Brie Larson on a set of Captain Marvel.
And DMG purchasing the remainder of Valiant.
There you go. So let's get into this. Let's start with the books as we always do. And there's a couple cool things that we wanted to start with. But why don't we just get the DMG out of the way? Let's just get Valiant Universe out of the way. So just a quick little breakdown on Valiant Universe. They are one of the, well, they're probably what, the fourth biggest comic book companies?
That's what you tell me.
We'll say fourth. I think fourth is fair. I mean, they have characters like Bloodshot, who has that supposed Vin Diesel movie coming out. He's a character very similar to Wolverine. You've got Exo Manowar, who's the future knight, who's got all this kind of cool future tech coming back in time. You have Faith, who is the plus size character that they have that has become recently huge. She has her own clothing line now. You also have Ninjak, who is their it's just a ninja, but
didn't
he's got.
Didn't they also have Turok?
Maybe. I don't know. But I know with Bat and the Sun, who if you've never watched, they do the superpower beatdowns, which are incredible. But they've got a TV show with them coming out soon that has Jason David Frank, the original Green Ranger. But anyway, some interesting news has happened with them. So go ahead, Mauer.
They have been recently lost all control of their comic shop or comic company as DMG purchased the remaining 43%. So DMG already bought 57% of it. For the past 6 months, was running it and decided that they wanted to buy the rest of it.
And DMG is a movie company. I mean, they help produce Iron Man 3, actually. So it'll be interesting to see what this means for especially the movies that they had planned, because I know they had Harbinger, which is a team story that had a lot of crossovers for Valiant. I know they had Exo Manowar and Ninjak plans, and I know the big one was Bloodshot to have him come out because that's like one of their most popular characters. So it'll be interesting to see if that rumored movie is actually going to still happen or if it's going to get pushed back now that there's new management.
Or if the Ninjak versus the universe gets shelved, shut down.
I think that's still coming because everybody's still pushing that pretty hard, but this is still new, so we don't really know, but there's just so much push behind that. I highly doubt there's all this work already done. They've filmed most of the show already.
You wouldn't rather see Vin Diesel than JDF?
I want to see them both. I want to see the movie and I want to see the YouTube show. It's a YouTube show. It's a YouTube show done by if you've never checked out Bat in the Sun, the videos they come up with, man, the fight choreography for all of their versus videos.
It's pretty good.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
They're incredible stuff. So they're worth checking out, and that show looks like it's promising. But that's that.
Moving on.
What's next?
We got Batman news.
Oh, it wouldn't be a comic show without Batman news.
Because Batman.
So, this is the Dark Knight's Metal.
I am right? The Knight.
Well, yeah, we can start with that.
Well, Dark Knight's Metal is probably one of the, if not the biggest Batman story to happen in a very long time.
Yes.
Would you agree?
I would definitely agree with that.
So after Rebirth, we got a lot of, there was a cool Batman stories, but nothing has resonated as much as Scott Snyder's newest story, which is where the Dark Knight, Dark Multiverse is a thing. And the Dark Knight Multiverse has these bastardized Batmans from across this dark plane of existence that are merged with Justice League characters. So mm-hmm. Flash, Aquaman, so on and so forth. There's the evil versions of these characters.
Yes.
That book is happening right now, which is really, really, really cool. But it looks like they've got a lot of tricks up their sleeve when the book is done, which should come out soon. Issue 6 for that should be out soon.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, there are quite a few new teams. They're splitting up the Justice League into 4 major teams that are going to go explore the dark multiverse, essentially. So
why only 4?
What's up?
Where's Aquaman at?
That's a good question. There's a couple characters. Where's Green Lantern at? There's a couple characters that we're not quite sure what's happening with them, but let's go ahead and talk about the teams that we do know that exist. So Maurer, who's the first team? So Maurer's team is Batman's team. And Maurer decided to click away from it, which is why he's okay. All right. How about Features start? Features, who's on your team?
So I have Superman's team. And on his team, he has himself, Martian Manhunter,
yep.
Starro, and Sinestro. I believe there's one other member I'm losing track of.
Starfire.
Okay, yeah. So they're pretty much all the aliens.
Right.
And I believe their Team Mystery is what their helm is.
Let's go through who. So Starro is the first villain of Justice League in general, right? So it's kind of interesting to see that character come on as a good guy.
Big telepathic starfish.
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah.
Essentially, that's the goal. Then who else you have?
You also have Martian Manhunter, which most DC fans should be familiar with. He's the other alien in the Justice League.
Shapeshifter. Arguably the most powerful character in DC Comics.
Arguably. Only weakness is fire.
Yeah, that's a pretty big weakness.
And not really his weakness. So they removed that from the continuity where fire's not truly a weakness of his.
Much like the color yellow is no longer the weakness of Green Lantern.
Yeah, fire just brought him back to how his planet ended.
Mm.
So it was more of a mental thing, which he's gone past now.
So he had PTSD.
Yep.
Weird, because he definitely was screaming in pain as he was set on fire. But okay, so
fire
now,
can still hurt him, but it's not like it's not his kryptonite.
No, okay.
Just like fire can hurt Batman.
Everything can hurt Batman. He is a man. All right, Sinestro.
Sinestro is what we would call like the Bizarro to Superman's.
No, I would never call Sinestro Bizarro to Green Lantern. What?
Well, in a sense, like if Superman has Bizarro, that's his opposite.
Okay, I'll give you his opposite character, but he's not really even an opposite character.
Well, not exactly. But
he is the founder of the Sinestro Corps, who was able to wield fear as its own ring, right?
Yes.
So he's able to create the Yellow Lantern Corps, the core around fear.
He was originally a Green Lantern who actually trained Hal Jordan. Mm-hmm. So,
and then we know Superman, so we don't got to do that. Clark Kent,
and then Starfire.
Mm-hmm.
Original Teen Titan member, used to have a relationship with Nightwing.
Mm-hmm. She's a lot like, no, it's her and her sister are essentially the last of her kind. She's like a princess from a dying planet. Shoots rays.
She's kind of cool.
She's very gullible.
And she's orange with green eyes.
All right, Maurer. Give me the Maurer team.
You got Batman.
Woo!
Do I have to break down Batman for you?
Yes. I don't think you need to get it
because
break down
he's
Batman. I think we know Batman.
Lex Luthor. Don't need to break down him.
Bad guy for Superman. We know Lex. Bald head, smart guy. We got him.
Deathstroke, the character that was ripped off by a certain favorite character of yours.
Shut your mouth, Maurer. It's true, but shut your mouth.
Super assassin, ninja, killer of all bad guys and good guys.
Speaking of killer of all bad guys and good guys.
You've got Lobo.
There he is.
Who can regenerate from a single cell. Back into him. Pretty much unkillable.
Yeah, he's Wolverine.
He can regenerate from his spirit, as a matter of fact. He flew into a slug. And
he did fly into a slug. And then he ate all the other slugs to change his mass.
So, yeah. And then Beast Boy, who's an annoying little green guy.
Okay, you cannot say Beast Boy is an annoying little green guy if you're a Michelangelo fan.
He was on Teen Titans, therefore he's annoying.
What?
What was annoying
you don't like
about
Teen
Titans?
No.
Why?
Maurer.
Are you thinking about Teen Titans Go or Teen Titans?
Because Teen Titans is dope.
Yeah.
There's
okay.
Two.
Oh my goodness.
Maurer, you know this book? It was a book before it was a cartoon,
do
right?
Do you even Fireside, bro?
Listen, I don't do any of the kid books. The first one I've actually liked was that Super Son.
Spider-Man? Because this, because Teen Titans comes from Spider-Man. Spider-Man's popularity and him being a teenage hero was so big that DC created a team of them known as the Teen Titans. It was a huge, huge deal. One of the biggest books of all time. Are you kidding me? You have no, you don't like that at all. Judas Contract.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Yeah. Hence teenage?
But that was a more adult book.
Yes, features. Just,
like, that book was more adult. And it wasn't written like a little kid.
You even like the Bay Turtles. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. You like the Bay Turtles.
What's wrong with the Bay Turtles?
A lot. And you wouldn't like them either because they're teenagers.
Hey, are we starting this whole Michael Bay trend again?
It turns out. Turns out.
You know, Beast Boy, I guess he shapeshifts.
Yeah, he can turn into animals.
Any animal that he sees or is known to him.
What use does Batman, Lobo, Deathstroke, and Luthor have with a guy that can turn into
Batman,
a tiger?
One of the most strategic minds in the DC universe.
And he can
universe?
Turn into any animal in existence and things and aliens that he's seen throughout the cosmos? Are you kidding me?
He can be
anything he wants at any moment he wants. He can fly as an eagle or he can be a whale and land on Aquaman.
You guys are really pushing this.
Well, I didn't want to say Namor because they want to cross over. But yeah, no Namor. All right. That was a Marvelverse DC reference that feature gets real mad about. All right. So let's move on to the next team, which is Flash's team, which is supposed to be the team of wisdom. You got a couple cool characters on here. You have the Atom, right, who can shrink down, really smart. He's got that armor now, which he didn't originally have. But
yeah.
Then you've got Harley Quinn, who we all know.
Crazy
I don't know.
Doctor.
It's kind of weird that she's on the wisdom team, but yes, she is a doctor. She's a therapist, so I guess that counts. You've got Barry Allen. You've got Damian Wayne Robin, which is kind of cool. I would like to see Damian Wayne deal with this team. And then you have Cyborg, who we all know now from Justice League and from Teen Titans. Teen Titans plays a very big role in these Justice League teams. But I mean, that seems to be a cool team. They're all you know, have the color schemes. So this is red and black. Superman is what, blue and or purple and red.
Yes, yeah.
Batman's black and orangey. Anyway, the last team is Wonder Woman's team, who we've got quite a few members on. So let's go down the line.
Round
so we've got
Robin on this one.
Round Robin, since we talked Round Robin, I guess already that makes sense somehow. One, two, okay. So we've got Raven. Raven, also from the Teen Titans, she is the daughter of Trigon. She is essentially a sorcerer. She's pretty cool. Who do we got next?
Dr. Fate, who is the master of the mystic arts in the DC universe.
Dr. Strange, I believe, was a ripoff of him.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure Dr. Fate was first and Dr. Strange came after.
And one of them is much cooler. And
I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
Dr. Strange is cooler.
I give you that. Dr. Fate, he's cool, but he's nowhere near as cool.
You know what cool character they do have on the team? Etrigan the Demon.
Etrigan the Demon is cool.
So basically a guy who's been cursed to bond with demon back from King Arthur's time. Has earned
his ability to rhyme.
Yes. Burn away the form of man and rise the demon Etrigan.
Super cool character. He's always been portrayed very well, whether it be in comic or movies or cartoons.
He's got those bars.
If he does have them bars.
Spits hot fire, literally.
But he does... Features is firing all cylinders today. So he recently, if you you're not reading the books but you are watching movies and such, he was in Justice League Dark, which was dope.
He was
great in that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you also have Wonder Woman. We all know. Yeah. By the way, Dr. Fate has a helmet that is essentially the helmet is like the Eye of Agamotto, right? The helmet allows him to get the powers of Naboo, I believe, is the god of order.
Yeah,
I think
that's
how
the
it works.
Planet that Star Wars.
No. Actually, nope. You know what? And here we go. End of one, then two.
Earth two
is what happens when we're not quite sure how your brain got there. I got how you got Naboo, but that has nothing to do with this. All right. And then Zatanna. Who's got my Zatanna breakdown?
He's a crappy magician hero.
Jeez, man. You hate so much.
I do.
It is amazing.
She is a magician. She actually worked with a young Bruce Wayne when he was learning how to become an escape artist. For his future.
So Baby Huey just did some fact checking. Dr. Fate came in 1940. Dr. Strange came in 1963. So he's got some time on him.
Years.
He's got some time on him.
He had a 23-year head start and still isn't popular.
Well, no, he's more popular now because of like in the Injustice game and he's showing up in a lot of shows and
but
stuff. Like
Dr.
Young Justice.
Dr. Strange popular?
No, definitely. Well,
Dr. Strange popular came around. His true popularity came around recently. Like, he's been popular in the books and to comic fans, but to the world as a whole, not so much. Dr. Fate, on the other hand, has had appearances in many, many, many cartoons. I mean, if you were a Young Justice fan, which was huge, he played a very big role in that.
Yeah.
He was on
Smallville.
Yeah, he was in Smallville, but we don't like Smallville on this show.
Yeah.
All right. So
screw Smallville.
So anyway, that's the those are the teams. It looks pretty interesting.
Why? Why do we need the four teams?
I don't know. Let's find out. It's probably because they're visiting different multiverses.
But
different,
that was the whole
planets.
Point of Justice League was they could just all go out where they needed to be.
No, the point was for them to come back as a team to take on things, the threats that they couldn't deal with alone.
But yeah. They still got sent out on separate missions.
Sure.
But then, I mean, even then, you also had Justice League Europe at one point. You had Justice League USA.
He's absolutely right. They've always had multiple teams and things like that existed. I mean, that used to be the role of Justice League was to bolster the popularity of characters. I mean, Guy Gardner, for example, he was a Justice League member just because he started to lose his popularity.
Yeah.
So
even though he's one of the coolest Green Lanterns,
so says you. But my point being is if the goal of this story is coming off Dark Knight's Metal and mm-hmm. they're going to be exploring the dark multiverse, you might have each team showing up on a different planet. So instead of exploring a planet, they're exploring multiple planets as a team.
I think that's what's happening.
That's got to be.
As individualized single cell units for certain, you know.
Let's keep this moving.
In further Batman news.
And this one we don't need to go into too much detail about because to me it's a little weird. But in recently there's been a Batman-Wonder Woman relationship.
It wasn't even what I was going into.
Oh, was it? One were you going to do? Well, whatever. Let me just finish my point. With this news about the Batman-Wonder Woman relationship, which kind of stems from a book where a guy named The Gentleman has asked them to be as the Justice League's most notable fighters to go and take on hordes that he's been fighting for years and years and years. They end up getting stuck in this realm for what seems to them 10 years of fighting waves and waves of hordes, and they form a relationship, and people are now real pissed off about that. So kind of ridiculous to me. I people are mad because they believe there's like male objectification in there. There's feminists who are mad.
Male objectification.
That's quote unquote. There are people who are mad because they missed the relationship with Steve Trevor, or the relationship with Superman. But here's my point, and this is a point that we were making during Secret Empire. I mean, the writer of this book has come out on social media saying he's quitting social media because he's been getting such backlash, and that's just ridiculous. Let the man write his story. Yeah. Let the book come out and then judge it. If you don't like it, don't buy it.
You know what? Go to change.org, put your little thing together.
That nobody listens to.
Like, this is dumb to be dumb to be dumb.
I agree. Because look, a story needs conflict. And this adds, especially with Batman getting married to Catwoman now with Selina Kyle, this adds
another level to that story.
There's an ethical question here.
I want everyone that's complaining about it to be separated from their partner from 10 years. Think that they're going to die with somebody else and see if something happens.
Right. It's human nature.
Yeah.
It's human nature. So to me, to get upset about a story that hasn't actually been written yet is ridiculous. So let's let the story come out. If it sucks, jump on it. But if not, let's let it be. Let it exist.
It is kind of our job to get angry or happy before
that's
it happens.
That's your job.
Oh. Yeah, you are the angry one here.
Shut up.
All right. So moving on from there to the story that Maurer wants to talk about now for two stories.
Woo!
Go ahead, Mal. I don't even want to take this from you. Go ahead.
Batman is getting a new logo.
No. It's not new.
Is getting an old logo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
So Batman's getting the oval back, just like we talked about Superman getting his red trunks. It looks like all of DC is going back to the old school look. So he will have the yellow oval as a small bat logo on his chest. And this might sound weird. I don't like it.
Really? You don't like it?
So let's take a break for just a quick second because we did ask on Instagram and Twitter and such if anyone had any questions for the show. And librarian Kate7578 asked, what do we think about the trunks being back? So this kind of goes along the same lines of getting the oval back for Batman, the red trunks coming back for Superman.
I like the trunks. I think that's cool. I like that look. I really liked the new Bat logo with just the yellow trim around it. So I'm kind of torn with the throwback to legacy on Superman. Yes. Go back to legacy on Batman. The new logo is awesome.
I like the new Batman logo. I agree. The yellow trim Batman logo, I think, is extra dope. That is should be the Batman logo for quite a long time. I actually wish the movies would adopt that. I think that's a great logo. I could care less about the shorts. about the trunks. I do not care if he's wearing red underwear. I'm actually used to him not having them now. So him coming back, it's like, oh, okay. At no point did I ever look at a Superman book and go, you know what he needs? Red underwear. It's never popped into my head. Did not keep me from enjoying his story. Do not care.
I'm actually going to have to agree with you. I don't care about Superman wearing his Hanes outside of his leotard. It doesn't really make a difference.
Doesn't change anything to me.
It doesn't. But Batman's logo, it does take me back to Michael Keaton's Batman. Yeah. I do like the old logo. However, I actually did fall in love with the newer one. It's larger, probably the way Batman intended it, because he has it that way so people will take aim at the Bat logo. And it's bulletproof.
To me, it's the perfect amalgamation of every Batman logo.
It is. No, it is.
It's like they went to a design school and like stripped it down to the basic design that's going to be the most eye-catching, and they got it right.
Yeah, I mean, look, all Batman logos recently have just been the black Bat logo in a different shape, right? Right. It's just been a Bat logo with a different shape. It's lost the yellow. It's really just been like a tactical Bat suit, right? The yellow brings an area, a sense of familiarity back that we understood from like the Michael Keaton period.
Exactly.
Right? So we still got that.
It was like neo-retro.
It's the perfect representation of Rebirth.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
But it came out before Rebirth.
What?
The new logo.
It did?
Yeah. I thought they announced it with Rebirth.
It was about 6 months before.
Well, you had no. So you had
You sure?
Jim Gordon. When Jim Gordon Batman, he had a very similar logo with the yellow design.
Greg Capullo designed the current Batman look back in Batman number 50 before DC Rebirth run.
Sure, but it was designed for Rebirth. All of the stories were leading into Rebirth happening. So in that, it came in for the purpose of Rebirth. Like, same with Superman originally losing his trunks, but getting the kind of the belt back, right? And he got the little kind of wingy things on his feet again.
Cool gauntlets.
Yeah. A lot of that was just to go back to familiarity, but while at the same time being original and new. And what this logo did was it took the Jim Gordon logo, took the, we'll say, Arkham Knight, Arkham City Batman logo, mm-hmm. and merged it with the oval. It was to me, it's perfect. It's perfect.
Screw the oval.
Yeah, I don't need the oval.
Hashtag not my oval.
I'm not going to hate Batman for the oval, because again, Michael Keaton's Batman, that was my Batman.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's move on. Let's move on to some TV news, because we got a couple cool things. I mean, the first one, Constantine showing up in the is finally getting a Legends of Tomorrow ad. With Constantine in it.
The show might be watchable.
I completely agree. Constantine makes everything better. Okay.
Right, let's not act like the first season wasn't pretty
trash.
No, first season was great. Oh, second God. Season was trash. First season had a purpose.
Not a single character you cared about on that, though.
But it made you care about them. No, I might agree with him here, but you care about them because of the show.
Yeah.
The first season was great.
You didn't like Captain Cole?
No.
Maurer hates everything.
This is true. I don't even know why
Hashtag Maurer hates everything. I mean, that's Maurer.
I don't know why I asked. Let's just continue.
Because your answer was going to be no. anyway, so Maurer, who is Constantine?
Constantine is the master of the dark arts and expert on the occult.
Yes. Yes, that's absolutely.
Yes,
that's the Hellblazer. He had a TV show.
He likes to smoke.
Unless you watch any current iterations where he's not allowed to, so he just flips his lighter around.
Yeah.
The fun fact is they're going to have him in this, have flirting with a relationship with Captain Cold. So they're going to take a cue from the new books where Constantine has gotten to the point where he's into everything. Demon, angel, man, woman. He just kind of sleeps around with everything, and bring that into this with the Captain Cold that we got from Earth X.
That's Crisis on Earth X is what she's referring to, which is the crossover that the Arrowverse just recently did, which was phenomenal. But the variation of Captain Cold from that world was gay.
Citizen Cold, yeah.
Citizen Cold. I kind of like that name, actually.
Citizen Cold.
Citizen Cold and Constantine sitting in a tree.
Nope. Don't even finish that. All right.
Shivering timbers.
Moving on from there. There is, we'll say, whispers of a Arrowverse for Black Lightning. So we know the Black Lightning show is out 2 episodes in. It hasn't been bad.
Hasn't been good.
I disagree with you.
We're arguing semantics.
He watched 5 minutes of the show.
5 minutes.
This is
I watched half an episode.
So this Maurer's the type of person who will read the back of a book and assume he knows the whole thing.
No, I'll watch half an episode and be bored out of my mind and have to turn it off.
And how much of the second episode did you watch?
Half of it.
And how much of the first episode did you watch?
None of it.
Okay.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
All right. Cool beans. Good story, bro. So yeah, they're gonna bring in their own characters which that's not shocking. There's rumor of Static.
Not shocking.
Hey, there's rumor of Static Shock showing up.
More shocking.
The Static Shock thing is everybody wants it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Which
the Arrowverse will oblige.
Well, it's not Arrowverse. So the showrunner says he wants to get new characters and kind of create new characters on it, and he doesn't want to be a part of the Arrowverse.
Yeah, it's gonna be inevitable that those shows cross over.
It's
the CW. They're gonna put as many little superheroes as they can on there and move them around, and then just to try and bolster popularities of other shows. It's gonna be exactly what they do. They did it to a degree where CBS had Supergirl and they still did it to them.
Yeah, like, and I want them to have a crossover at least once, because I don't want like all the black superheroes to just be on the black show.
I get you. I get you. Wally shows up over on Black Lightning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I get you. I get what you're saying. That's where Firestorm went now that he's no longer on Legends of Tomorrow. I get you. But anyway, yep. And then the next bit of news is about the Joker, and I'm going to leave this off to Maurer.
Yeah, so Jerome, the character on Gotham that everybody's been saying it's the Joker.
We thought he was.
You can't just say that they've been saying it's the Joker.
He's
been all the things that the Joker does. Like, he got his face cut off and put back on. He is the Joker.
Yeah, but his name's Jerome. Turns out that's all he's ever going to be is Jerome.
What did you call him? Jeroker?
Jeroker.
Jeroker.
The showrunners have come out and said that he is not the Joker, will not be the Joker, and may be the inspiration for when they bring the Joker in this season.
Trash.
I will say this. I applaud the writers of Gotham for trying to be unique, but they're not doing well. I like that you're trying to do something new and expand the mythos and make your own little Batman universe, right? I'll take that. I like that aspect. I don't like this Joker thing.
Do you remember when they said this show was not going to be about any of the villains or Batman? It was going to be about Gordon trying to solve the Wayne murders? When it was announced.
That was kind of what season one and season two were about.
It was going to be a cop procedural.
Just throwing in a lot of villains that were way too many. And then they said, no, we're going to learn from our mistakes. And then the next season was called Rise of the Villains.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gotham, guys.
It's terrible.
You know who got... I think Lucifer listened to them and said, that's a great idea. They're not doing it. We're going to have a cop procedural show.
and do it with the devil.
And right. Have it with the devil instead of Batman.
Lucifer's a good show. You should check that out. All right, so let's move into some movie news. And I think the start is Shazam.
So who's Shazam!
Shazam! Who's Shazam?
Shaq.
That's Kazam. That's Kazam. The rapping genie, and get it right. I mean, we can do it. And a one, and a two.
Earth two!
Yep. Yep, you deserve that one. No, he's Billy Batson. He is essentially
he's
the power
15
of...
years old?
No, I think he was 8.
He's 8 years old, nine 8? Years old.
And a wizard in a cave gave him the abilities of all these different gods.
Come here, little boy, let me give you some powers.
Stop it. I mean,
it's a terrible joke, but he's not wrong. There's actually a great moment where Superman confronts the wizard. And he's like, you know, you ruined this boy's childhood. This kid.
This kid's worse.
Yeah.
So
Shazam started filming. And this is after the big hubbub that it wasn't on that list of movies coming out. Oh, it might not happen. Well. It's happening. They're filming.
Is it John Cena?
No. Ba, ba, da, ba.
No, we know it's not. The dude from, like, was he Monk? No, not Monk. What was the show that he's in? Shuck. Thank you, Baby Huey. Yeah, he's the dude from Shuck.
Ian?
Chucky?
Shucky? Yeah, I know. Ian's still got a broken leg. So
Shucky would make a good Batson. He's about the same height.
Oh. Short jokes. Anyway, yeah, that's it. So Captain Marvel started filming, and Captain Marvel started filming.
Yeah,
because they're both named Captain Marvel, because Shazam and Captain Marvel. That's
sense.
My segue. Did you get it?
I did.
Did you get the segue?
I picked up what you were putting.
And
down.
When they started filming, did we get anything from that set?
Oh yeah, we did. We got some Carol Danvers.
Some Carol Danvers.
So who's Carol Danvers?
Carol Danvers is
Captain Marvel.
yes, she is.
We got some first views.
First looks of of Brie Larson in her Captain Marvel uniform.
Oh my lord, man. What has happened to you features? Okay, so Brie Larson is playing Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers, who gets her abilities from a Kree warrior named Mar-Vell, who was killed off, and his powers were essentially, absorbed.
Universal.
Absorbed by her, so to speak.
And then, given, passed down.
They weren't really given.
They were absorbed, and then those powers were then absorbed
by Rogue.
Uh-huh. How does she come back?
So Mar-Vell's like the STD of superheroes.
Whoa. Oh, that was a good joke, though. But I'm well done. Womp womp. All right. So Carol Danvers is seen on set wearing a blue, gray, and green variation of her costume. And her costume has that star in it. It's the iconic Captain.
It looks good.
Yeah, I thought it looked great. I just, the color wasn't the way I was
expecting.
There's outrage, isn't there? Well, yes. I'm not going to call it outrage, but people were annoyed that it didn't look like classic Carol Danvers wearing the... Well, it's not even classic Carol Danvers.
Yeah, classic's the black with the lightning bolt.
Yes. And even before black with the lightning bolt, that was Miss Marvel. Before that, she had like the Mar-Vell costume with the midriff. No, even before that, she didn't have a helmet. She just had a midriff.
Oh, right.
I mean, so she's had a lot of costumes.
We didn't get what we exact thought in our mind when you didn't ask us.
Well, listen, we know how Marvel operates. We're going to get the most recent iteration of
it. It's
going
to happen.
Yeah.
All this is an amalgamation of all of the costumes into one of Mar-Vell's.
And this
Mar-Vell's.
Takes place in the 80s.
Right. Well, and then Mar-Vell's going to be in it. Jude Law? No. Yeah.
Oh,
Jude
hey.
Law. Jude Law's playing Mar-Vell.
Look at that.
So I guarantee you he's wearing a suit similar. When she kind of gets his power, she's going to be in a very similar suit, which will eventually change into the classic one.
At least it's not green and animated.
Hey! Boo! Deadpool reference. Or Green Lantern reference.
Green Lantern.
Or both.
Ryan Reynolds.
So let's end this on Tom Hiddleston.
Okay, so Tom Hiddleston is...
The end.
Okay, kind of true. So Tom Hiddleston got a chance to watch the Avengers Infinity War trailer, and what was kind of interesting about... I mean, that's not really news to me, but what I did find interesting about what his comments were is one of the things he said is after he got the role of Loki, he was talking to Kevin Feige, and very quickly after them saying, hey, you got the role, they said, let me talk to you about these Avenger movies. To a point where he was saying that they've kind of had this planned out for that long. Like, it's become this grandiose thing, but it's not like it hasn't, the forethought hasn't been there. Right. It goes all the way back to him getting the role in Thor.
Wow.
Like, that's crazy to me.
I wonder what they told him was going to happen that they cut. Because they have always had, like, we're going to have Spider-Man, we're going to have this. So I wonder what their grand idea was. And that they've kind of had to peel back here.
I mean, I'm sure it's evolved and changed, but I mean, they definitely were saying pretty early on that the goal was the Infinity War.
We're going to have Silver Surfer and the Fantastic Four are going to be there.
Well, at this point,
could you imagine if Avengers 4 does have Galactus and the Silver Surfer show up?
What if Silver Surfer shows up at the end of Infinity War?
That's still filming. It's not. Dude, Infinity War's done filming. Infinity Gauntlet, I'm going to assume what it's called. God only knows what it's called. But that's still filming, so maybe there's a potential there, but probably not.
Just in the background, you see this little silver thing fly by.
That's it. Or that's the teaser. Yeah. Can you imagine that's the teaser? Just Galactus's helmet?
Everybody would cheer.
Oh, I'd lose my mind.
What?
Just see a silver streak, and then it pans back, and it's Galactus's head.
Oh, that'd be
Let
so cool.
Let me find out. I'd lose my whole...
Don't say it. I know you're about to curse because I was too.
Stomach.
I was too.
On that note, Menti, do that thing.
Wait a minute.
We don't. Deuces.
Ooh.
Oh, I see what you were going to do, sir.
I wasn't going to do that, but okay. Yes.
What were you
going to
do?
I was actually going to say to Sleeping Flower, who posed a question on our Instagram. Yes, Features does have a voice. And to that, deuces.
Yeah, so Features was screaming his ass off the other night, and we had to have a nice little talk about the fact that we record a show.
And my voice is here.
That's true, it is. And it sounds buttery.
Hello, internets.
Anyway, you can find the show Welcome to Fireside and at theogpodcastnetwork.com. You can also find us on all social media at Welcome to Fireside. If you liked what you heard, please do us a favor and support by commenting, sharing, liking. All that jazz goes a long way. We truly appreciate the support that we've been given. Check out Saturday's show where we've got a great interview with Pete DeLuca from Pete's Basement, another great show that is on YouTube, worth checking out. Once again, I'm Menti
and Features.
I'm Mr. Maurer.
Deuces.